It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's been a lot of talk about...
They came across here illegally.
The time has come for you to sound off.
I think we should build the wall.
What's bugging you on 97.3 The Sky?
Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you? Oh, wait. Sorry, Mark. What's bugging you?
That's fine. Thanks for the free What's Bugging You consultations. What's bugging me, Bob, is this effort that we've been observing for weeks or months to slowly and furtively replace Biden at the top of the ticket. I'm sorry, that's not how it works. When you've upheld Biden as the smartest man and very active, you can't just change horses in midstream. They have to, the captain goes down with the ship, the captain is Biden, and the ship is the Democrat Party. So let your loser lose, and we'll move forward. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, smells like glue. Let's go to Justin. What's bugging you?
Morning, fellas. I used to not believe in conspiracy theories, but unfortunately, this one is no doubt 100% a conspiracy against Trump. Again, let's not forget, they said they had 6 ways till Sunday to get Trump, and now they're on Saturday. But the main thing for me is Secret Service can't be trusted, so Trump needs to find his own private security force, because this is going to happen again if we don't get rid of those guys out of the way. Thank you.
Yeah, or get rid of the rat or whatever's going on there, because there's a lot of awesome people that work there. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control and Nostradamus. What's bugging you?
Hey, happy Friday, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. What's bugging me is I've so far watched 3 videos of reporters interviewing witnesses at the Trump rally where they tried to assassinate him, and 3 interviewers talking to people that said they saw someone on the water tower. And now I'm hearing there were 10 eyewitnesses, but I saw 3 interviews where they had witnesses saying there was someone on the water tower, and one of them actually said that this one of the snipers shot him on top of the water tower. So I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory, but I saw the interviews, and they're saying that, and I've heard other people saying there was a second shooter, so that's bugging me.
Yeah, and, you know, I had a story about how more and more conspiracy theory type stuff is coming out, and I think an attempt to kind of overwhelm us, and then people are just going to, like, tune it out.
Yeah.
That's, I think, kind of the game plan, if you will.
So far, I'm not believing most of the stuff that we hear extra since then.
Yeah.
That's just me.
No, I look, we seek the truth. It's not easy.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's go to Two-Stroke. What's bugging you?
Well, as a strict follower of the Dr. Fu Manchu diet, after hearing Nostradamus' detailed grocery shopping list, I think that we need to get him on some kind of paleo or keto or maybe a vegan diet. I think he's an excellent person for a vegan. I can see Nostradamus being a vegan. You got to get rid of all the cholesterol in your veins, flush all that out, and then you'll start eating healthy again.
Okay. Health tips.
Bug him, yeah.
Yeah, and you know what?
Healthy stuff.
Just as a general rule, let me do this again. There's no need to refer to other callers in any way, shape, or form for any reason. We already got their opinion. We want your opinion. So let's all do that. Let's not refer to other callers. Okay, I went through this a couple of years ago. It's not good for anybody, and the people are just tuning in, and that they're like, "What? Huh?" Just and I'm here, and I'm going, "What? Huh?" So come on, you can do better, people. Let's not all of you. Most of you are great. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
It's Mike.
Mike, sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Great show as usual. Listen, real quick. Now, I had a urology
urologist appointment yesterday, I had already waited 1 month to get in to see. I drove 35 minutes across town to go over there and get it, an appointment, to only find out that I had to be rescheduled because the doctor wasn't going to be in today. So I left. I said, no problem, blah, blah, blah. We got rescheduled. Now that's another 8 days. My question is, do I get the $100 this time?
Yeah. You wish. It should work that way. Mm. And with the updated systems now, nobody could have given you a heads up ahead of time. You know, like I had a dentist appointment, and they were running a little behind. They gave me a heads up right away and said, hey, you know, it's probably going to be at least 30 minutes.
It's nice to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was there hanging out. I grabbed my own tank of nitrous and, you know, rest is kind of.
You keep getting in that self-serve line of that stuff. I don't think that you're supposed to do that.
Well, I'm not supposed to have access to it.
No, I didn't think so.
Actually, I don't. It's a joke. 877-975-9825. And let's go to Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning, guys. What's bugging me is I read an article about the hearing that the Secret Service had Senator Blackburn said that they would not allow them to have full operational reports. And the thing that flashes through my mind is people who have nothing to hide, hide nothing. And that's what's bugging me. Have a good day, guys.
I like that.
Yeah, look, we live in a government that's supposed to be transparent, but we also understand Secret Service. So I understand that they don't want too many operational things to be made public.
Right.
But this is a little different, and they can address exactly their shortcomings if they choose to, in a fairly simple way without having to give up methodology and tactics.
Right.
All right. Let's go to 877-975-9825. Last chance. In the meantime, though, let's go to Tom. What's bugging you?
Yeah, what's bugging me is that day of the shooting, to follow up with Nostradamus said, there is a lady they interviewed on Newsmax that said they told us to get down. There was another shooter they thought on the tower. And I've not seen that mentioned since Nostradamus said it.
All right.
Well, of all the video and all the images and all the pictures, we've not seen that.
But there should be plenty of stuff, and it could be floating all around. But again, we live in a world where it's difficult to get the truth.
Yep.
We live in a world where people are getting very, very, very good at photoshopping, and that includes video.
Huh? Yep.
So that just makes it that much tougher. I'm not discounting it. I'm always open-minded to all the thoughts and theories, but I'm not willing to run forward and scream from the mountaintop of things that I am not certain of. Okay? But, hey, always appreciate it. Appreciate the input. That's what's bugging you is all about. And
Spencer can wrap it up for you.
All right. What's bugging you, Spencer?
Well, I'm bugged that they haven't drugged Hillary Clinton in yet and polygraphed her because of all the people that he's connected to that die.
That's called the Vince Foster theory.
Yeah. If you get Clinton, though, they're usually successful.
Yeah.
Because they're good at it.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.